Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And we have Little Red Wolf in the studio rocker. Here's Little Damsel Trash as a bumper music.
Yeah!
It's one of my favorite songs, actually, from Damsel Trash.
Thank you.
Love DT.
Definitely a different vibe.
Yeah, totally. Wow.
Rock!
There are multiple wolves within us.
Everyone should, I think. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, Sunday, August 21st, Burr Oak on Winnebago Street in Madison. It's on the east side. Little Red Wolf is going to have a big CD release party. Special guests. How does this get any better? Annalise Howell, Mackenzie Moore, Jenna Jonas. Everybody knows and loves Jenna. But now, is this going to be your first time back in front of a live audience? In a couple of years?
Yeah. It's been 55 years since we've played.
It doesn't feel like
live
it? I mean, what are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to being up there performing, just everybody's faces smiling at you?
So we've had three rehearsals for this show, and it was real rusty, the first one. Second one felt a little better. The one today, we had some real moments of, like, really all falling into the pocket together. And that felt so good. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking forward to most tomorrow. Because now we're ready.
Perfect timing.
We're show ponies too, so it'll come out tomorrow. And we're excited to play together.
Yeah. I was like, as a band, this will be the first time we've played a show together in 8 years.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
The hiatus is ended.
Yes.
Oh, so glad.
Kelly, when I met you, you were blasting off with VO5 with your husband John before becoming a full-time mom. But your roots in music and performance run deeper than that. Tell us about Kelly Maxwell and her journey to this moment.
She was cast in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory as an Oompa Loompa.
I have the golden ticket right here.
10 years old. I come up through musical theater as a singer. Took piano lessons and stuff as a child. Didn't start writing. I wrote a lot of poetry in high school and college. I always had a journal with poems. The first songs that I wrote really were with Little Red Wolf. Back when we got together. Found out a lot about myself through working and playing with you guys. and developed, you know, my confidence as a human being, as a singer. I'm still not super confident as an instrumentalist, but it's fun. I'm happy to do it. And now I'm me.
Here we are.
Today, looking at University Avenue.
I like how you said, I'm happy to do it.
She is a very fine instrumentalist.
I'm competent. It's fine.
It's true. I feel like if we were a band where Kelly did not have to play an instrument, she would be just as happy being in this band with us.
It's true.
She's a fantastic backup singer, I will say. Like, she's very happy to sit in. I did a Sarah McLachlan tribute for a little while, and she was a wonderful backup singer for that.
That was so fun. I almost forgot about that.
Add it to the list of all the things.
We do all the projects together.
We do.
It's incredible. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Okay, so we are moving on to the next song from the album, Top of the Trees. This one is The Middle. And it sounds like you're going to bare your soul.
I love this one.
In this song. Can you tell us about being in the middle?
We almost used this as the title of the album, but then there turns out there are 500 other albums named The Middle.
All I can think of is like Jimmy World from the 90s. Yeah.
This is I'm 42 now. I'm married. I have two children. This is a song about, you know, kind of losing your mojo sometimes and questioning and looking for that affirmation in yourself.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Maxine Gradio, Radio for the People. The Middle from Little Red Wolf. Top of the Trees is the name of the new album. If you'd like to call and ask the ladies a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We'll get you on the air.
Party.
96-PARTY.
96-PARTY. What a number. What a number.
Isn't that incredible?
I wouldn't have thought you'd get to us dialing 96-PARTY.
Very special.
Oh, I need more man. Fun. Don't
you guys,
wrong.
We have a script. Focus.
Laura Dieter, you played with the Werewolverines, and your viola performance in Broken is as beautiful as it is haunting. Ooh, it Tell is. Us about yourself and your musical journey to this point.
Sure. Let's see. I was a musical nerd, so I played orchestra and piano lessons growing up. I was in the... You know, the youth orchestra every weekend, only did classical.
Ooh,
and eventually, after college, just started getting my toe into how to play, you know, in bands and things like that. And so I think I finally now am at the point where I only like to play in bands and I don't like anything to be written for me ever. Yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Original
I can't
music.
Go back.
That's because Laura's arrangements are so good. You have to do it yourself.
There you go.
Amid all seriousness, there is a sense of humor behind some of these songs, and Possum in the Kitchen comes to mind.
Oh, no.
I read the Kenosha Police Department may have something to do with this song.
Well, it's the... Yeah.
It was a headline.
Yeah. Well, I used to live in Racine, and so every once in a while, I'll get a pop-up ad or something... for on Facebook and it was the Kenosha police blotter watch neighbor people sitting and listening to the police blotter that post then on Facebook for the other people to then read their interpretations of what's happening on the police in rural Kenosha County. And so I just looked down and the entire summary was Possum in the Kitchen sitting
in the baby's high chair.
Yep, sitting in the baby's high chair. Yep. And there was nothing else. That's it.
That's the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So somewhere, we assume this really happened, but it's ripped from the headlines.
It is ripped from the headlines. And I just was like, we have to write this as a song. It has to happen. And so Meg and I actually, in the car one day, she was visiting. She was like, okay, just give me a list of types of animals and places in the house that they could be. So it was like a Mad Lib. Yeah. And so we went through and gave her this huge list. And then Meg came back and just made it into a magical, hilarious.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is like
it's
country.
A masterpiece. It is, what it is.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
That's hilarious. That's a masterpiece. Well, let's hear the masterpiece right now. Possum in the Kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
1, 2, 1, 2. My honey loves the wildlife.
God, hilarious. Maxine Radio. You know, if you're there welcome. Was ever a song where I thought I was going to pee my pants while I'm playing it on there, that was it right there.
We were just noting that this is Kelly's little girl, Paloma, was probably at home just raging to that. It is her favorite.
Oh, that's so good.
She loves it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. That, I also have to say that. That was a one take around one microphone, completely live version.
Wow.
That's a song you don't want to do two takes for.
No, nope. You can't can't process that in the studio. It's just got to happen.
Are you
raw.
Actually going to play it tomorrow night?
Maybe.
Now, hey, okay. You know, we forgot to mention that the producer of this, was it Dustin Sisson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We love you, Dustin.
Dustin's, so
Dustin's the fifth wolf.
Yeah, we got to give him a little love here. Yeah,
and, absolutely.
Rook, and his dog's name is Ripley, and she's really cool.
Oh, nice.
Free belly rubs. Where can people find Little Red Wolf online?
You can find us at littleredwolf.bandcamp.com and also on all relevant social media under Little Red Wolf Music.
And what's the future of the band?
What, big question.
Yeah, Megan's going to fly back to New York. And then she'll come back sometime and we'll hang out.
I don't know. There's a rumor we might be back to play shows next summer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Ooh. In late July, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That's worth coming back from New York for.
Yeah.
You know, we maybe have time for two songs, but let's get a song out of the way here that I want to ask about. It's called Half a Century. Tell us about this song.
I wrote this for my husband, John Fife, on the occasion of his 50th birthday.
Oh, wow.
There's just so many love songs for John on this record. It's gross. It's a special
happy
one
birthday,
him.
John. We love you.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we'll play the song. Do you have anything else to say about that, or...?
No.
No, that was perfect.
That's it, Jimmy.
Simple.
Easy. Half a century.
I love it. It's Maxine Radio.
You sit on my shoulder like a parrot. When my soul is broken, you repair it. Shining golden green, your eyes are like the sea. Someday you'll be gone and I can't bear it. Stay with me. Pocket of my bent knee, or heavy on my chest, soothing me to rest, settled in the space around me gently. Stay with me. Furniture, I scold you. 3 months in with us, you let me hold you. You press your head to mine. I wish I could stop time. The world has gone to hell, but no one told you.
Radio, we are local music. So I played a song out of order there.
Whoopsie.
That was Coco B.
No, I tell you
what, the cat paid me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You made all of us.
No, I wrote that for my husband on his 50th birthday.
Yep.
I stand by it.
A lot of interesting things going on
the
in that song.
The love of
when
my
you
life.
Think about it that way. Yeah.
You got to keep him from scratching up the furniture. He won't let you hold him for 3 months. You know, that's how it goes.
Why did you write that about your cat?
I know a lot of people really like their cats, but yes. My cat is the greatest cat that has ever been.
Yep.
And he deserved that.
Okay. Sometimes you got to write a song about your cat.
Yeah.
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 It is funny, though, when you think about it, like it could be for John.
Absolutely.
That just changes it all up.
It definitely gave us a bunch of good laughs.
Oh, my gosh. I have a tummy ache from laughing at this point.
I'm so happy right now. thank you for that. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank
goodness.
You.
Anytime.
Little Red Wolf is Megan, Kelly, Emily, Laura. Thank you so much for coming into the Devil's Lair tonight and presenting
so much fun.
The album.
Thank you.
Top
thank
of the trees. I really appreciate it. We do have time for one more song.
Good.
And
excellent.
This is actually called Half a Century.
I wrote this one about my cat.
That's
I love
an old
him.
Cat.
Oh, Jimmy.
Hey, before we go, do me a favor. Someone just get in the microphone and pimp the show for tomorrow. Tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, come see us. Go ahead. No, Kelly, you do it.
Oh, our show.
Our show.
Yeah.
Come to the Baroque. It's the end of Winnebago Street in the Atwood neighborhood.
Tomorrow.
Come promptly at 7
yep.
tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're old, so we're going to be done early. Starts at 7. Come see some music.
It's going to be a good time.
We have 8 sweatshirts to sell as well.
That's right.
And actual physical CDs. You can buy physical CDs from us as well.
All right.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Love the music. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah,
and thank you once again
so
for coming
so,
in tonight.
So
we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Maxine Kevy with Rockers coming up here for 10 o'clock. This is Woo! The song about the husband. The cat said I can play it now.
All right.
Half a Century on Maxine Radio.
All the things you've seen. Everywhere you've been, all the dreams you've dreamed, everyone you've loved, all the things you've learned, the ways you've grown, your beautiful soul, stopping by the side, Wisconsin County Highway. Listen close to a bird on a wire. See what's up ahead. What's around the bend. Stay until the sun sets on your beautiful soul.
Radio, Radio for the People, Little Red Wolf there. The name of the new album is called Top of the Trees. You got to go out and get it. In fact, just go to the release party tomorrow at the Burr Oak. So tomorrow, or actually I should say next week, Rocker is off. He is not here. I believe Terry Barr and I are hosting the show. Everybody is saying goodbye. So tune in next week. We'll get that going for you. And then what else was there? There's nothing else. Maxine Kevy is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Rocker, you're playing Iron Plow next week in Brooklyn, man.
We are, Jimmy. The Rock Cutter Festival is happening in at the Meyer Barn down in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, coming up Saturday, August 27th. And we just interviewed tonight Jason Vargas and the Apollos.
So
they're
going
to be opening up for us. And then Oh, there's a whole bunch of bands, including Mickey Magnum. He's going to be playing there as well. He's got a new drummer, Jimmy.
Nice.
Ooh. Raven from Denim and Leather.
Oh, yeah. We met him a couple years ago, actually.
Yes. Nice. He's the new drummer because their drummer was going to be going to school. And 2 weeks before this gig already, he broke his wrist.
No. Oh,
so
my gosh.
They had to get a new drummer even quicker. And Raven is going to step into it for Mickey Magnum.
Oh, wow.
Well, coming up at the Rock Cutter Festival.
What time does it start?
It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then goes all the way till nighttime. They'll have a giant bonfire. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's usually pig roast there, and of course Iron Plow, my band,
awesome,
will be playing as well.
And Terry, you're coming in next week?
I may be with Iron Plow.
Oh, there you are. It might be solo Jimmy K next week.
Otherwise, I will come in and I will give you a full report from Iron Plow's show.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's been fun doing radio with y'all on National Radio Day.
You too,
Max
Jimmy.
Inc. Heavy with Rockers coming up next. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local.